with some cricket this hour, and England, they've been knocked out of the ICC Champions Trophy with a group game still to play. That's after losing to Afghanistan in Pakistan. Afghanistan batting first, 325 in their innings. Ibrahim Zandran, 177. In reply, Joe Root, he scored a century, but England still falls short by 8 runs. England have now lost their last 6 ODI internationals. Butler, who is the captain, Josh Butler, says they're simply not playing to their full potential.
It's going to be raw and those kind of things, but as an individual and as a team, I think you've got to allow things like this to push you forward and drive you forward in your future. And there's an England white ball side to get back to the level that we want to be at, competing in these tournaments and be here to win.
Yeah, I can tell you what though, things are not looking good for Josh Butler in terms of the English media. Everyone is calling for his head, saying that he has to be dropped or he has to be taken off the captaincy. But he's a good player, and if you look at that England side, it's one of those things where on paper they should, I reckon, be on par probably with India, but it just doesn't happen. It's not working. Ever since they won the World Cup in their own backyard, they just haven't really played any decent cricket ever since then. I'll tell you who is very happy this morning is Quinton Friend, my friend, the Dolphins coach, because the Hillwood Pets Dolphins finally have a win. They beat the Lions by 6 wickets. That was in the one-day challenge Division 1 match. Not too much to write about in terms of the Lions scorecard, but they did have the likes of Reza Hendricks, Zubair Hamza. They have the likes of Connor Esterhazen. It was actually Zubair Hamza who, he didn't top score. Looking at Delana Porchita, top scored with 56 runs. Lions 183 for 9. With the ball, Prelinen Subrayan 4 for 46. And in reply, the Dolphins looking really good thanks to Bryce Parsons, who scored an unbeaten 81 runs. And then football news, I think we must just call it right now. The Premier League, Liverpool 11 points clear at the top, 6 wins away from being crowned champions. That's after beating Newcastle United 2-0. Man City 1-0 win against Spurs, which was pretty epic for them. Man United beat struggling Ipswich 3-2. Brentford drew 1-1 with Everton. And back at home, Mamelodi Sundowns 15 points ahead of Orlando Pirates after beating Sekhukhune United 4-2 last night. For the East Coast Rare Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.